The Crown Point Bridge across Lake Champlain has served as a major link between Vermont and upstate New York for 8 decades. This fall, the structure was found to be so unstable that state officials feared it might topple. Yesterday, engineers brought down the 2,000-foot span of steel and concrete, opening the way for a new bridge. As North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann reports, local residents hope the explosion marks a first step toward getting their lives back to normal.
Old newsreel footage from 1929 shows then-New York Governor Franklin Roosevelt mugging for cameras as the ribbon was cut at the center of the Crown Point Bridge.
The opening of the bridge was a truly momentous historic event, and the communities on both sides of the lake turned out to see it.
The moment was included as part of a documentary produced by the Lake Champlain Maritime Museum. The graceful arched metal trusses became a fixture on the landscape here, set against the backdrop of the Adirondack Mountains. But for years, locals complained that the bridge seemed to be falling apart. Robin Reed is a dairy farmer from Charlotte, Vermont.
My son drove his tractor over here to spread some manure earlier this year, and he said, I looked down and I could see the rebar. And this was before they closed it. And he said, I'm not going over that thing again.
Then this fall, Ted Zolli, a consultant working for New York's Transportation Department, found that the cement foundations under the bridge were literally rotting away.
As we poured into the piers some 3 or 4 feet, the outside 18 inches just crumbled in your hands.
The bridge was closed abruptly in mid-October, disrupting the lives of thousands of people in the Champlain Valley, who often live and work on opposite shores. Locals were infuriated by 100-mile detours, convinced that state officials had neglected the old bridge, allowing it to decay without proper maintenance. This folk song has been circulating on YouTube.
Oh, they say it ain't safe anymore.
It ain't safe!
Yeah, the state spent all our money on stuff they shouldn't have spent it for. Pilings, they're all rotten. Simple maintenance was forgotten. Ineptitude.
State engineers insist that the cement pilings deteriorated much faster than anyone could have anticipated. But in a briefing before Monday's blast, lead project engineer John Grady acknowledged that the structure was so unstable, they actually had to use more explosives to ensure a clean demolition.
We'll have somewhere over 500 linear shaped charges on the bridge. That's over 800 pounds of explosives. It's going to be loud.
A few minutes after 10 a.m. yesterday morning, the warning whistle sounded. Then Vermont Governor Jim Douglas pushed the detonator button, triggering a sudden tremor and a rip of white light. The steel trusses dissolved into blue-gray smoke, with sections of metal tipping slowly down through a snow squall. Tons of concrete and steel sent a surge of water sweeping across the ice-covered lake. State officials say a new span will be in place by the summer of 2011. And despite lingering resentment over the loss of this historic bridge, local leaders say they're pleased with the pace of the project. With temperatures here expected to plunge into the single digits this week, workers have already begun hoisting the tangled wreckage onto barges so it can be hauled away for scrap. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Westport, New York.